On Thursday morning around 8:30, Erindira Wallenda will attempt to hold onto a line hanging from a helicopter using her teeth. That chopper was undergoing practice runs over Horseshoe Falls on Tuesday morning. Unlike her husband Nick Wallenda's high wire walk 5 years ago, Erindira Wallenda's stunt has been prepared more quietly as a made-for-TV project, but Andrea Zopp of Destination Niagara USA says the public may come out to watch.
The best place to come to see that, if you wanted to be a spectator for the event, would be Goat Island in the Niagara Falls State Park. You can park right in the state park at parking lot 2 or parking lot 3 and walk over to Terrapin Point, or you can park in the city of Niagara Falls. It's just a short walk.
Daredevils have been a part of Niagara Falls history since Annie Edson survived her ride in a barrel back in 1901. Stunts at the falls are illegal in most circumstances, but Zopp acknowledged the hypnotic appeal of these powerful waters.
I think anybody that looks at this falls can say, wow. You know, that's always the word when you first see this place for the first time, and even if you've seen it a million times. The power of this water is so incredible that I think people are just so fascinated by daredevils and their interest in doing this and their attraction to trying to beat or overcome the power of this water.
However, as a safety measure, Erindira Wallenda will be tethered, just as her husband was for his high wire walk. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.